Senators John Kerry and Joe Lieberman introduced their much-anticipated climate bill in the Senate last week. Try as they may to call this bill something different than cap and tax, it's not. It's simply a recycled version of the Waxman-Markey cap and tax bill that narrowly passed the House last June. I voted against that bill because the agricultural sector and those who live and work in rural America would be hit the hardest. It's no coincidence that this cap and tax bill was unveiled the same week the Environmental Protection Agency released a ruling stating it would begin regulating greenhouse gases by requiring energy producers and manufacturers to obtain permits. The Obama administration has not been shy about its intentions to bully Congress into passing a job-killing cap and tax bill. It has made it clear that it's ready to expand EPA authority and regulate if it deems necessary. But what is clear is how out of touch the administration is to hardworking Americans who are already enduring rising gas prices, food prices, and energy costs. Americans can't afford cap and tax, no matter how the administration and the Democratic leadership try to sell it.